Good to see everyone. We've been blessed with some rain, some cooler temperatures. It's been a great week. I hope you've had a good one. We're continuing our series of lessons from the book of 1 John. And 1 John talks about what does it mean to be a Christian and how can you identify someone who is a child of God? And so the title of the series is, How Do You Know You're a Christian? There's a lot said about knowing things in this letter. And today's lesson is, You Beware of the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? Here are some of the candidates that have been proposed over the centuries. The first one that I could find record of was the Roman Emperor Nero. He was called by contemporary Christians the Antichrist because he put many Christians to death and even killed some members of his own family. The Pope. It's interesting to me that just about every Pope at some time or another has been called an Antichrist by some religious or quote-unquote Christian organization. Charlemagne. He lived from 742 to 814 A.D., and he put himself in the shoes of the Antichrist by trying to rebuild the Roman Empire. Then there was Napoleon Bonaparte. He was said to be the Antichrist because of wanting to conquer the world. Aleister Crowley. This was a male witch who lived from 1875 to 1947 in England. His contemporaries had other nicknames for him, the Beast and 666. He is so famous that the Beatles, the Doors, and Ozzy Osbourne all mention him in their lyrics of some of their songs. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was called the Antichrist. Benito Mussolini, because he was the dictator of Italy, which was the original Roman Empire, so they said, well, he could be the Antichrist. Joseph Stalin, one of the greatest mass murderers in all of history. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, because he was the first Catholic president. Henry Kissinger, because of his activity in the Middle East, he was believed to be the Antichrist by some. The Ayatollah Khomeini, perhaps the grumpiest man that ever lived, continually bedeviling the United States. Ronald Wilson Reagan was also called the Antichrist. There was actually some talk going around about the fact that he had six letters in each of his three names. Interesting. Mikhail Gorbachev, the first Russian leader to actually support the rights of the workers and of the people. Sun Myung-moon, the leader of the Unification Church, who openly claims to be the Messiah. PLO leader Yasser Arafat has been called the Antichrist. Louis Farrakhan, Arkansans will find this interesting. William Jefferson Clinton. I came across some information posted by some news groups and website that said, and I don't know how, this is some of that math that I don't understand, that his name, William Jefferson Clinton, numerologically totals 666, okay, whatever. Sam Donaldson of ABC News, now he may look like it, but I don't think he is. This next one is one I can get behind. Barney the Dinosaur. Yeah, I'm down with that. Bill Gates, if you got to be computer illiterate and financially well off to be the Antichrist, I guess he qualifies. The Prince Charles of Wales, George Walker Bush because of the war he waged in the Middle East, and most recently Barack Hussein Obama, speaking of a global society. But what does the Bible have to say about Antichrists? What does it teach us? And specifically, what does John the only writer in the New Testament to talk about the Antichrist and Antichrists, what does he say? Let's explore that. If you would please stand for the reading of the Word of God from 1 John 2:18 through 26. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a one is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He promised us, even eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Thank you. Be seated. So one of the things you've got to do if you want to know that you are a Christian, according to the Apostle John, is beware of the Antichrist. Let's see what he has to say about them. First, Antichrists come in the last hour. Dear children, this is the last hour. Now, what does John mean when he says last hour? Now, in the Greek, neither occurrence of where these two words appear, last hour, neither occurrence has the definite article in front of it. The Bible, the biblical text does not say this is the last hour. Instead, it says, really a clumsy word-for-word translation would be, children, last hour is. Or, this is a last hour. By using this kind of grammatical construction, by John saying it this way, what he's saying is this is a last hour kind of situation. This is a last hour kind of time. He's not saying it is the last hour as if the end of the world is imminent and any minute, any moment, it's coming to an end. That's not how he's using this. Instead, he's using it the way he used that term hour in John, in the gospel according to John, which meant a decisive time in the history of the world. The coming of these antichrists signal us being one step closer to the end of time. One step closer to the coming of the Lord. John knows that we are living in the final age of world history. We're living in the Christian age. And the fact that these teachers have showed up and they're teaching the things they're teaching and doing the things they're doing, he says, we are now one more step closer to eternity. It's the same kind of thing that Paul warned Timothy about. He said, in the last days or in the last times, there are going to be teachers that are going to show up and they're not going to teach the truth about Jesus. So, this last hour isn't the last hour like our translations render it. And this idea of many antichrists have come, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Then John says, Antichrist may originate from among us. He says, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. John identifies some antichrists in his generation. People that were there, he says, who went out from us. These folks weren't disfellowship. Instead, they withdrew fellowship from the Christians. These heretics withdrew themselves from the congregation of the Lord's church. They went away. And it's like, again, referring to Paul when he warned the Ephesian elders. Paul said, I know full well that like vicious wolves, false teachers will come in among you after I leave, not sparing the flock. Even some of you, talking to the Ephesian elders, will distort the truth to draw a following. They knew this was going to happen. The apostles understood the reality of that. And he says, they may originate from among us, but then he says, but they did not really belong to us. The implication seems to be that, yeah, they came in and they worshiped with the congregation and they were there, but maybe they really weren't converted. Maybe they didn't really understand or fully accept. Maybe they didn't really see who Jesus was and accept Him for what the Word revealed. About this, one of our brothers says, the counterfeit cannot be permanently hid. And these counterfeit Christians who were among the brethren went out from them. Many have seemingly come from the ranks of Christians. So it's possible that antichrists come from people who claim to follow Christ. Then he says, antichrists reject the truth that has been given to us. He says, I don't write to you because you don't know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. John reassures his readers. He says, I have confidence in you. I know that you know the truth. I know that you adhere to the truth. You know the truth. And because of that, you will recognize a doctrine. You'll recognize something that denies the truth. And because of that, you will conclude, like they did, no lie comes from the truth. The truth about Jesus Christ has been revealed. The truth about His divine nature, that He was God and is God. The truth of His incarnation, that He became fully human, is a part of the written record of Scripture. And still, there are those who want to promote, who want to teach and believe things that are not true about Jesus. In every generation, it seems, from the first Christians' generation, even to our generation, there's some who claim to have, well, Jesus really wasn't that. They claim to have some special insight, some special belief. Really, He wasn't the Savior. He was a great teacher. Perhaps the greatest teacher of all. He was a great moral philosopher. He was a fantastic man. He lived an exemplary life. And if that's all He is, all of those things are false. Because that's not what the Word says. It says He is God in the flesh. And antichrists reject the truth about who Jesus is. Then he says, antichrists are anyone who deny Christ's deity. Who is the liar? Who's the one? It is the one who denies Jesus is the Christ. Such a one is the antichrist. Lately, in the past decade or so, there's been a lot of movies, a lot of books, a lot of television series based on the antichrist. And typically, they mean by that one person, someone who rises up and gains power and ends up being a governmental authority or someone who has a huge following, and he opposes Jesus. And frightening things are said about this Antichrist, what he can do, what he can accomplish, perhaps even miracles that he can perform, and he can deceive. Well, it's interesting that only John writes specifically about the Antichrist. And only John gives us this information. He never limits the Antichrist to a single one-of-a-kind grand enemy of Jesus. He said in verse 18, many Antichrists have come. A bunch of them had already showed up, those who were denying who Jesus is. And there will be more to come. If you've been in here on Sunday nights during our video series during the summer, we're going to begin our small groups later in September, but we've been hearing from some guys who are affirming that Jesus really wasn't divine and he didn't claim divinity and this stuff was made up. And we've been seeing how conservative Christian scholars refute those people using their own rules and their own evidence. There will always be people around that deny Jesus. There were people that deny his divinity today. Anybody who says, well, he was a good man, or he was just a good teacher, or he was a great prophet, or he was a way to God, they are an Antichrist. They are denying who he is. And anyone who says, oh, Jesus really didn't become a man that and didn't live a sinless human life. Everybody sins, and even he committed sins. We just don't have that recorded for us in the Gospels. That person is an Antichrist. Anybody who says that he died, but he wasn't resurrected, and that he isn't the risen Lord, and that he is not reigning in heaven, that person is an Antichrist. Anybody who denies his lordship as the head of the church is an Antichrist. Anybody who denies his return, that he will come and he will take his disciples to be with him in heaven, is an Antichrist. Now, because we live in a politically correct society, we may say things like, well, that person simply has a different view of Jesus than I do. Or they haven't really come around to the truth of the gospel, but they at least think Jesus was a good teacher. That's interesting. That's politically correct thinking. But understand, your New Testament calls anybody who says anything like that about Jesus an Antichrist. That's who they are. That's what they are. And that's some pretty serious business there. Then he says, Antichrists are overcome by the Word living in us. The way Christians combat those who speak falsehood against Jesus is to know what the truth is. To know what that authentic knowledge comes from the revealed Word of God. To know that what the Scriptures say about our Lord is true. See to it that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. This is interesting in English, but it's even more interesting in Greek. In Greek, it begins with an emphatic personal pronoun, you. Allow me to read it like it could be translated. You, what you have heard from the beginning, let it remain in you. John says, you know the truth. What you have heard about Jesus, let that remain in you. Let that abide in you. Let the truth about the Lord continue to live in you. And what he's talking about is the true, unadulterated gospel about who Christ is and what he has done. I have heard preachers quote this passage, pardon me, and apply it and interpret it this way. See to it that what you heard when you were growing up about Bible translations, about the order of worship, about the songs that we sing in worship, or about the King James Version praying that we do in worship, referring to God as thee and thou, see to it that that remains in you. That is a blatantly false interpretation of the text. It is a blatantly false application of the text. John is saying, you know what you heard about Jesus. You know that we taught you He was God in the flesh. You know about His life, His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Let that remain in you. Be certain that that abides in you. And by doing so, if it does, you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He's promised us: eternal life. If you are a Christian, you beware of the Antichrists. It is serious business for anyone, anywhere, in any generation to deny Jesus, who He is, and what He has done. Do you understand who Jesus is? Have you come to terms with the truth about the Lord? Have you been immersed in water, clothed with Christ? Have you put on Christ in baptism? He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will come to the Father but by Him. Have you done that? If you need to respond, come now as we stand and sing.